Friday, 3rd of July, Yud Aleph Tammuz, Rabbi Chaim Freshwater, Zos Chukasa Torah.
Tosfos in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, Tosfos brings in the name of the Kaliya a Yotzer, a Piet, that we say on Parshas Purah. And Tosfos says, it's stated as Ein Laharer Amam Nechkeko. One can't even be Mahara as to why Torah gave the mitzvah of Pura Dime. Shekilom Mitni Benishika. Because all of it was given Benishika. Tosfos explains, what does it mean Kulom Mitni Benishika? What does that mean? So Tosfos, Loshen Mashiken Aleim Esapeh. When someone doesn't have what to say, he presses his lips tightly together. It's a loshon of neshika. Pur Adima is totally beyond our capabilities of understanding. There's nothing to say about it. So the only thing to do is to tightly seal your lips. Kulom nitnu b'neshika. Zishtet in Tosfos. Perhaps it's a slightly different translation to the Yotzer of Kulom nitnu b'neshika. Rashi brings in the beginning of this week's parsha, Zoyzko kasatoyre, Rashi brings, Lufish ha-sutn ve-imasu-oilam noyim es-yisruel, loyme, the sutn and the goyim, tiz the yidin, ma'a mitzvah zoyz, matam yesh bo, lufikach kosle bachuko, the Torah writes, it's a choyk, gzeri milfona, it's a gzeri milfona, ve-enuchu reshus ha-arachra, you have no business trying to work out what it is. Pashtay, why punk the goyim and the imasu-oilam decided to tease the Eden about the mitzvah of Pur Adima? What was it so important for them to ask the Eden to give them a reason for Pur Adima? The Mefarshim will ask that Rashi late in the Parsha brings in the name of Rav Moshe Darshan a reason for Pur Adima. It's a kapura on the chetu egel, tova ima, that the mother of the egel came to kareach tzeres b'no. Here Rashi, the beginning of the Seder, and the Pusik says it's a choik, and Rashi, the end of the Seder, says, and later in the parash explains, that Pur Adima does have a reason to it. The very beautiful pshat, which a number of Mephoshim say, Chassam Sofer, the Beis Halevi, the Sefer Yitzvah Yisroel brings down the same vote from Rabbi Yitzchak Vulka, and my great-grandfather in the Kaddish Sea, and they all say basically the same vote. They say that this, the Chetu Egel, what was the shirish of the Chetu Egel? Moshe Rabbeinu told them, I'm going to come back, I'm going away for 40 days. And the Yidden made the cheshbon, and they saw, Zeo ish Moshe lo yedanu mehoye lo. They don't understand, Moshe Rabbeinu is not back, something's wrong. They write away, they make an eagle. And, Soromayim in Aderech Hashat Sivisim. Had the Yidden thought for a minute, if Moshe Rabbeinu told us he's coming back, had they had the proper emunah in Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu said he's coming back, he's coming back. I, according to your cheshbonis, it doesn't quite work out. Moshe Rabbeinu should be back already. Not everything you have to understand. Perhaps you wait a little bit longer, you'll see, you'll work it out. Klal Yisrael wanted to understand. If they didn't understand, Chodesh Ketoik, it can't be, must be Moshe Rabbeinu's gone. What is the tikkun on that chet? The tikkun on that chet is, if a person does mitzvahs, even if he doesn't understand those mitzvahs, a person shows, I don't need to understand everything. That is the biggest tikkun on the Chetu Egel. Avada, Pur Adim is a chayk. Zo is chik ha-satoriya. Enoch ha-rushus na-harachra. Ova dos gufa, the klai yitzol ha-makayim, the mitzvah, the toriya is chayk. That is gufa, the biggest kapor on the Chetu Egel. That is the way, was tovi yim of a tekaneach, so yaz b'no. Perhaps, could expand a little bit on this point. Svar Ramban, in the beginning of this week's parsha, okay, exactly what Ramban means. The Ramban says, Zoy Tzchukas HaTorah, Keloima HaNachkekes Min HaTorah, it's chiseled out from the Torah, so to speak, V'hi Torah Shebal Peh, Pur Adim is called by the Ramban, Torah Shebal Peh. Understand the Chorit, Torah Shebiksa, what does Ramban mean? Pur Adim is Torah Shebal Peh. Everyone knows that the Torah is divided into mitzvahs, chukim, and mitzvahs, sichlis, mitzvahs, which the Seichel understands the Havdal Elef Hasef Dolis, the Goyim had based some of the laws are based on the mitzvah sichlis of the Torah. Steht in Sefer Ikrim, Imam Shlishi, Perek Chokhes. When a person does a mitzvah sichli, which he understands, if a person does it, it's mekayem the mitzvah, because he understands that that's how, in social life, that's what's necessary, that's what's needed. Avadah is meskayem the rotten, what Rebbe Yishe wanted here. Avadah, zokte, a mitzvah a person does, is mezachach, purifies his nefesh. By doing a mitzvah because he understands it, because his seichel commands him to do it, kan izdachachus ha-nefesh won't come out of it. The only way that he'll be mashlim his nefesh is only if he does the mitzvah. Even the mitzvahs he understands solely because he's doing it only because the Rebbe Yishe was mitzvah him. He touches with the pasuk in Yeshaya. Behoyo Maisa Tzdoke Sholem. If a person does the mass of Tzdoke, he's going with that Sholem. He's going with that the Etzem thing that Tzdoke brings about, Sholem, peace between man. Other, the Pasuk continues. Avodas Tzdoke. If a person does tzedakah, not just because he understands that's what's necessary, but he does it because it's an avodah, because that's what the Rebbe Yishe wants, demutz hashkit v'vetach ad olam. Then his nefesh vet mizdachich, and he remains within the koyach of his mitzvah forever. The Gemara says in Yima, the Gemara says in Malkus, which we say every Shabbos now, Rotza Kodesh Baruch Hu the zakes is Yisro, the fikach. Hebelem Torah Mitzvahs. Steht in Seif Amidu Avoide. The Gemara says in Yimid of Samach Zayin, Mitzvahs Rabbis, there's many Mitzvahs in the Torah, Emun Eloi Nichtevi, even if they hadn't been written clearly in the Torah, then you should Yichtevi, it's poshut, we can work out ourselves. But why did the Rebbe Yishrem give us these Mitzvahs? So Tamid Avoide, because if we're doing it just because we understand it, we're not doing any Mitzvahs. So the Rebbe Yishrem gave us mitzvahs, although they weren't necessary to give them, this is the Dhamma Davida, in order to give us scha, which become mitzvah and v'ayitzin. According to the Sefer Ikrim, I think we can understand this deeper. Rutzah Kodesh Baruch Hu zakas Yisro. The Rebbe Yishrem wanted to purify Klal Yisro. Mitzachich da nefesh. The Fikol Chibbelem Torah mitzvahs. He didn't just give the mitzvahs which are sichlis, if we're going to be mekayim them, just because we understand them. It's, that can't be goyim, his dachachos ha-nefesh, can't purify the nefesh. Rutsa kudish boch, the zakas is Yisroel. The fikach, hebelem Torah mitzvahs. The may the rebellion gave them Torah mitzvahs. Sefer Avanachan and this week's Sedra brings from the Rambam Memorin Nebuchim. The Rambam Memorin Nebuchim says that one shouldn't delve into the tamei ha-mitzvahs and try and work out all the tamei that lie in the mitzvahs. So because an emissary Eved Hashem, an emissary Eved does mitzvahs, commands of his Uden only because I was commanded to do. But if you're going to work out the Tamei mitzvahs, it comes out you're not doing it because that was a Tzivui Hashem, you're doing it because you understand. That's not an emissary Eved. An emissary Eved is someone who does it purely because his owner commanded him to do it. The Avanachal brings that the Mekabudim disagree with the Rambam. And they say, no, a person is Mechuyiv to find out all the Tamei HaMitzvahs, and that is a chilik of the Rotzen Hashem, that a person should be Ma'ayin in the Tamei HaMitzvahs. Ay, L'chayre, it comes out, we're doing the Mitzvahs because we understand, that's not the Emesah Avdus. So it brings to Mephoshim, that the answer is, that if a person is Mekayim, Mitzvahs Chukim, he's Mekayim, Bishlemus, and he shows, even mitzvahs I don't understand, I'm also Mekayim. So then, he's showing us with that even the mitzvahs he does, because he does understand, he's not doing it just because he merely understands it. Horaya, that mitzvahs that he doesn't understand, he also does. Medem Taich, the Apostle, can tell him, in Kapitel Kufyutes, in Kapitel Kufyutes, steht der Pusik. Achala yikoynu drochoi, lishmichi kecho. Tov da melech, as drubon shleim, to strengthen him, he should be able to mekayim chukim. Why? Oz lo yeivosh, because then I won't be ashamed, v'habiti el kol mitzvasecho. When I'm mabit, when I'm ayin, in the time of mitzvahs, if I'm mekayim chukim, kiroyu, I don't have to worry about trying to be ma'ayim in the time of mitzvahs. Similarly, in Sefer Zera Kodesh, in Parshas B'chukosai, Shtet in Sefer Zera Kodesh, that even mitzvahs, a person does understand, the ikke of this Hashem is to do it because Rebbe Yishloim commanded us, and not because we understand it. In B'chukosai Telechu, the aim is always to mekayim all mitzvahs as if they were chukim. So to the only reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us some mitzvahs, which we do have an understanding to, so that's only in order to be margalas, to get us used to doing mitzvahs. Similarly, he says to a child, you try to get him to learn, you offer him a prize, so the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us mitzvahs, which we do understand, simple to get us used to doing mitzvahs. Over the tachlis of this, mekayim zayn mitzvahs, only because of the command of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So a gewaltige Wort. So if a person is mekayim mitzvahs, because he understands, about every mitzvah, besides the simple understanding of the mitzvah, which we have in this world, about this dotame, lemala, lemala, onashir, which we have no asoga to. So if a person does a mitzvah, just because he understands, he does it with his understanding, he's limited the mitzvah. He's saying, I'm doing the mitzvah only for this. He's being mitzamtzim the whole mitzvah. Mashenken, if a person does a mitzvah because the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded him, he's doing it al das Ribbono Shel Olam, then the mitzvah is a sach gerser. The mitzvah has much more to it, because he's doing it because Ribbono Shel Olam commanded it. So in his mitzvah licked everything was Ribbono Shel Olam, all the time our mitzvah is lamada lamada was beomnishka sugende. In Pusik, in Parshas Hazini states, Am Nuvol Veloichlochom. States in Chagim, Unklus. Am Nuvol Veloichlochom. States in Chagim, Unklus. Am de Kabilia Reise. It's referring to the generation that was Mekabel the Torah. Lechoyre, the Chasadova Pele. Am Nuvol Veloichlochom means a foolish nation. Veloichlochom, not clever. Lechoyre, the Am that was Mekabel the Torah. Of they passed the gas, the title Chochem, not fools. In Akdome, to Sefer Bia Agro on Shulchan Aruch Rechaim, the grandson of the Gaon brings that he heard from the Gaon Pshat in this Targum, that the Targum does not translate novel to mean a fool. And he brings a Medrash in Parshas Bereishis. The Medrash states, Parsha Yud Zayin Sumen Hey. Reb Chanina by Yitzchak Goyme Gimel Noivlus Hem. There's three things which are called Noivlus. Now, what does Noivlus mean? Noivlus is a Mishnah in Bruchas that describes pears which fall off the tree before they're ripe because they're light, they're unfinished yet. The wind can blow them off. They are described as Noivlus. The Medrash says there are three things which are called Noivlus. What are those things? Misa and Shinna. Sleep is a me'en of Misa. It's not real Misa, it's a me'en of Misa. So it's described as a novel, like an unfinished peri, an unfinished product. It's called a novel. So Shinna, sleeping, is the unfinished product of Misa. It's me'en of Misa. A cholem, that's a novel of Nevuah. Shabbos is me'en olam habo, it's novel olam habo. Then the Medrash adds on another two. Galgul Chama, the sun, that's a novel of Urshel Malo, and then one that's important to us. Novelus, Chochmo Shel Malo, Torah. The Torah that we have on this world, that is only noivlus compared to the Chochmah Shomala. The Chochmah Shomala was in the Torah, and the Chochmah the Rebbein Shalem was in Ein Sof. That Torah that we were given is, so to speak, a noivl, a me'en, only a me'en of the Chochmah Shomala. This says that even the Torah we have is only a me'en of the Emes Chochmah Shomala. So, when a person is mekayem the mitzvah because he understands, so he's limiting the mitzvah very much. He's saying the whole mitzvah is only his understanding. But if a person does a mitzvah because the Rebbeinu was mitzvah him, then he has a shaychus to the Torah, which is a Chochmah Shomala. He's doing it because the Rebbeinu told him to do it. He's doing it because of the commandment of the Rebbeinu. So then, the koyach in his mitzvah lies all the tamen with a mensch kenish b'chalubim in demon asuga. In Sefer Urich HaShulchan, Yoridayis Mereish Mem, in Hilchas Kibbedav, very, very interesting Urich HaShulchan. Urich HaShulchan, chapter 2, Kibbedav Ve'em Meruam is a mitzvah sasei. So, it says, Meha mitzvah sasechlius, it's a very understandable mitzvah, V'nispashtu b'choloim v'loshen, by the goyim, to a certain extent, they also understand that there's a mitzvah of Kibbedav. וגם הכופרים בתורה נסורים בו מפני השכל והטבע. זוכת רוח השולחן. ובבנחני עם בני ישראל. מצטביני על כל מצו שכליס. Our tachlis is that even mitzvah sichlis, לבלי לעשות את זה מפני השכל. Not to do it because we understand. אלא מפני ציבי הקודש בורכי בתירוסי הקדוש. Because the Rebbeinu Shem commanded us to do it. מדים תאישתו הפוסיק in Parshas Ekev. Says as if you look in the end of Parshas Veschanon, the last pusik of Veschanon finishes, "V'shomaltu asachikim esamashputim." You should guard, you should keep chikim and mishputim. But then ended the Parshas Veschanon. Parshas Ekev begins, "V'hoyo Ekev tishmin esamashputim." Hey, the demons v'shom Hashem lekech lechol sabris v'saches. So it tells you, a person's mekayim a choik. It's very easy to. I don't understand the mitzvah. So. If he's being Mekayim the mitzvah, he's obviously being Mekayim it, because that's the Tzivri Hashem. The kunz is, when a person does a mitzvah which he does understand, and they say, I forget what I understand, I'm doing it because Rebbeinu Shem told me, I'm doing it because Rebbeinu Shem commanded me, that's why I'm doing the mitzvah. So to b'shamah to sechukim mitzvah mishputim, you should keep, you should guard, chikim and mishputim, both the chikim and mishputim. Oh, but you know what you'll get your main schar for? For hoyo, ekiv tishmin, it's a mishputim leile. If you'll be mekayim those mishputim, because I commanded you, that will tesham Hashem and lekech lecho, it's a bris v'sechesed. That's what the ikas char is. That a mitzvah, which you do understand, to be mekayim it merely because the Rebbeinu Shem commanded us. Demetor chashul chum mamshech, very interesting pshat. There's a chiluk, the luchas rishonis, and the luchas achronis. So before we go on to see it's Pshat Luchas Hashonis, Luchas Achronis, in the Yotze, in the Payet, in the second day Shavuos, the Payet of both day Shavuos goes through all the Aseres HaDibros and describes the mitzvah. In the second day Shavuos, when he describes the mitzvah of Kibbedav Ve'em, he explains how a father and a mother do everything for their child from when they're born, even before, and until the Chasna. It goes through the whole life cycle of a person, how everything he gets from his father and his mother. And then the Piet says, Kayim kibidom imeruom kechikim. I think the Piet means to say, Kibbedavim is a mitzvah sichnis, true. And he explains it. But at the end of the day, why you mekayim the mitzvah? By you should be mekayim kechikim. Just like you mekayim a choik, a mitzvah you don't understand. You mekayim because Rebbeinu Shem told you, is a fila mitzvah you do understand. Which is very understandable. Abel beken, you be mekayimed like a choyk. The Chashukin continues. We find the interesting chiluk between the Luchas Rishonis and the Luchas Achronis. In the Luchas Achronis, it says as a Kabed es avicho v'semecho kasher tzivucho Hashem alekecho, like I commanded you. In the Luchas Rishonis, when it says the mitzvah of Kibbedav, it doesn't say that Lushan kasher tzivucho Hashem alekecho. Why? Because Kibbedav Ve'em is a mitzvah sichnis. But the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't want us to be Mekai in the mitzvah of Kibbedav because we understand the mitzvah. That's not the tachlis. Of them state, Kasher Tzivucho Hashem Elekech. Kabbal the Savicha Samechel, you should do Kasha Tzivcha Hashem Elekecha, like the Rebbe Hashem commanded you. Why by the Luchas Rishonis doesn't it say it? So because by the Luchas Rishonis, Klal Yisrael's Madrega was much higher. And Klal Yisrael was not necessary to tell them, be Mekayim and Mitzvah because I commanded you. It was pushed, it was obvious that that's how they were going to be Mekayim and Mitzvahs. It's only at the point of the Luchas Achreinus that they fell from the Madrega, the Rebbe Hashem had to command them, Kabbal the Savicha Samechel, but only do it Kasha Tzivcha Hashem Elekecha, like a Choyk. I'd like to expand a bit, why? What's the difference, Taka? Why by the Luchas Rishonis were Yidin Mekayim Mitzvahs and Tzichlis? Because Rebbe Yishev was Metzavah and the Luchas Achronis was ready in Assyrian and Rebbe Yishev had to say Kasha Tzivcha Hashem Elekech. Sefer Kiddush Slavi in this week's Sedra, in the beginning of the Sedra, explains why the goof of a person in Acham Yisrael is Metama. It says like this: the goof of a person is Meneah him. Kaseda tries to block him and stop him from being Mekayim the Mitzvah Hashem. Why? Because the neshama of a person comes Mekisei HaKovod. The neshama of a person has her hasoga, understands to a certain extent, the neshama which comes from the Kisei HaKovod understands the mitzvahs in its entirety. The guf of a person has no real understanding in the mitzvahs. They have some understanding in mitzvah sichlis, but even what they understand is not the full meaning of the mitzvah. Like I said earlier, it's only Lovis Chachma. There's much more to the mitzvah. The guf doesn't really understand the mitzvah. So the guf is not interested in doing something he doesn't understand. It's Meneah the Neshama from doing it. Memele, the guf itself is Metama. So Kozman, the Neshama, the guf are together. The guf isn't Metama. The Rega, the Neshama, leaves the guf. The guf is on its own. Veta Tumah. So the Zois Chukas HaTorah. Because all mitzvahs really have got an element of chukah to it, because we don't really understand, that is why there's the Indian of Tumas Mitz. What is the tahara of that? The tahara of that is to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Por Aduma, which is a choik, and that guf is Metayim from the Tumah of the guf, which only does mitzvahs because he understands. My grandfather in Sefer Yigad Al Yov in Shavuos brings in the name of Sasanas the chilik between the Luchas Rishonis and the Luchas Achronis. The Luchas Rishonis, everything came from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ksav the Ribbono Shel Olam wrote on the Luchas, and the Luchas themselves were made by the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Luchas Achronis were not like that. The Luchas Achronis, the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe, Psolacha, you should cut out, chisel out stones, bring them up to me, the Kasafti, and I will write, as Adbura Mo'ela, I will write the original words on the Luchas. Zukta, the Ksav of the Luchas, that is the remez on the Neshom of a person. The Luchas themselves, where the Ksav is, that's Meramez on the Guf. Zukta, B'Shas, Matan Torah, B'Shas the Bereshim gave the Luchas Rishonis, the Gufim of Klal Yisrael were completely Mukhna and Meshuba to the Neshama. They themselves became a Pchin of Neshama, the Guf themselves. That's why, Sai the Luchas, Sai the Ksav, everything came from the Rebbe Hashem. It was completely Maaseh Kim. After the Chetu Egel, Klaitzel fell from the Madrega, and the Guf is a separate thing. The Guf comes from the person, and the Neshama comes from the Rebbe Hashem. So that's why, Psolecha, you have to chisel out the Luchas, and bring it to the Rebbe Hashem, and the Rebbe Hashem puts in the Neshama. I think, according to Kishas Levi, we can understand a bit the chilik. B'shas, Luchas Rishonis, the guf was completely meshubah to the neshama. That means, if the guf was meshubah to the neshama, it didn't disturb the mitzvahs. Adarabah, the fact that it was completely meshubah to the neshama of a person meant that even the guf had an asoga in the time of mitzvahs, as they are the mala. But after Yidden did the chetu egel, they needed to understand everything. They thought they have to understand it. If they don't understand, they already saw Ramayim and Aderech HaShetzivisim. Demut is given on the Guf and Andre Zach. The Guf doesn't understand. The Guf can't be Masig Tamei HaMitzvahs. So the Guf is separate. The Guf is no longer Meshubet in the Neshama. The Neshama, which is Chatzuv and Mekisei HaKovet, the Neshama understands the Mitzvahs completely. The Guf cannot understand. But if the Guf is Meshubet completed the Neshama, completely subjected underneath the Neshama, then the Guf can also have an Asog in the Mitzvahs. That was the Bechind of Luchas Rishonis. That's why the Luchas Rishonis was Churus Memalach HaMilvus. There was no Tumas Meis Bechla. Because the Guf itself was also Masik Tamei HaMitzvahs. The only reason why there's Tumas Meis, which this lady explains, is because the Guf doesn't understand the Mitzvahs and disturbs and is Menea person from Yimekayim HaMitzvahs Kiroi. Mashayin King. But the Luchas Achronis, after the Chetu Egel, Klaus were deviated. The Klaus needed to understand on their own. They weren't in Gansu Meshubah to the Rebbe Yashen. They weren't Meshubah to the Neshama. Demus is given an Indian for Natumas Aguf. That's why. The Luchas Rishonis, the Rebbe Yashen didn't need to tell them, Kashi Tziv Hashem Elekach. It's obvious they're going to do it because of the Tziv Hashem. But the Luchas Achronis, where then the Guf became a separate entity, the Guf needs to understand on its own. It's not willing to understand the way the Neshama understands. That's what the Rebbe Yashen has to tell you. Only do it because the rebellion commanded for no other reason. The greatest dveikus a person can have the rebellion if he's mekayim the mitzvahs only because the rebellion was matzavim. The atem advekim Hashem alekechem chayim kulchem ayoyim. If a person is completely dubik to Rebbe Yishleim, that brings him life. Chayim kulchem ayoyim. B'shas l'luchas l'shoynis, where everything was mekusha to the tzivu yasham to Rebbe Yishleim, then there was no malach hamovitz, there was no tumas meis. Chayim kulchem ayoyim. In Pusik, in Shir HaShirim, in the beginning of Shir HaShirim, states, Klal Yisrael asked Rebbe Yishleim, Yushakeini min shikos Pihi. Rashi explains, what is this Pakusha? Yishakeini Meneshikas Pihi. Tovim Dedecho Miyoyin. Klal Yisrael want the Rebbe Yishlein, Levaya Lehem, that Rebbe Yishlein should explain to them, Soy Tamel, the hidden meaning, Umistet Svenesel, and all the hidden things in the Torah, Umechavim Ponev Lekayim Devorah, Vezeo Yishakeini Meneshikas Pihi. Yishakeini Meneshikas Pihi means, Klal Yisrael want to understand the mitzvahs in its essence. They want to understand the mitzvahs as it is lemalo, as it is in the Torah Shemalo. In Sefer Besalevi, in Parshas Yisro, explains this. Time is not going to allow to say over the whole Besalevi. Besalevi says, why is a bakosha of Klal Yisrael to understand the mitzvahs called Yishakeini Meneshikas Pihu? So because the Gemara says, when a person learns Torah, Rebbe Yishlem is Yoshev V'Shoyne Kenegdo. Rebbe Yishlem sits, so to speak, opposite him and learns with him. So, because the Torah, there's two parts of the Torah. There's the Torah Shebiksav, which was given Biksav, which everyone can see. The Goyim can also see it. Everyone can see the Torah Shebiksav. But besides the Torah Shebiksav, there was a Torah which the Rebbe Yishlem didn't give us. The Torah Shebalpeh, the hidden parts of the Torah. The Rebbe Yishlein didn't want the Goyim to have a shaykhus to the hidden parts of the Torah. But when a person sits and learns, the Rebbe Yishlein is Yoshev V'Shoyne Kenegdo, the Rebbe Yishlein sits opposite him and gives him over the hidden parts of the Torah of Yifuz and Seichel Kemasik Zayin. That is Yishakeinu Meneshikas Piyu. A person, one person opposite the other one. Yishakeinu Meneshikas Piyu. We ask the Rebbe Yishlein that the Rebbe Yishlein should give us Mipeh El Peh. When a person learns with his mouth, the Rebbe Yishlein should sit opposite and tell us from his mouth, so to speak, to give us the hidden meanings of the Torah. Kitovim v'decho miyoyin. Shteit in Medrash, yoyin is gematria, 70, is going on the 70 umas u'olam. Because the umas u'olam, they have no shaykhus to the hidden parts of the Torah. To Torah Shabbat Peh, the goyim have no shaykhus. The Gemara says, the Kuras HaKudosh Baruch Hu Bris Misrul, only because of Torah Shabbat Peh. The hidden parts of the Torah, that's only for Klal Yisrael. The Goyim have no shaykhs to it. So Klal Yisrael asked the Rebbe Yishlein, Yishakeini Meneshikas Piyu, Ki Toivim Doidecho Miyoyin. I prefer you because the Demos Klal Yisrael at Hubman HaSuga, in the Pnimiyas HaTorah, in the Sisri HaTorah, with them they become muvdal and separated from the Umasu Oilam. Ki Toivim Doidecho, it's preferable, I prefer to have a shaykhs to the hidden parts of your Torah Miyoyin, rather than to have the Ayin of Musawoyim to be together with the Goyim. He continues on the next pasuk. The Reach Shemenecha Tovim Shem and Turek Shemecha Alkein Alomis Ayivucha Alomis of the Musawoyim. Why did Musawoyim like the Rebbe Yishlein? They only liked the Rebbe Yishlein for Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebiksav is comparable to Shemen, which is pulled from one kedi to another kedi. Everyone sees it. The shaman which was pulled from one keli to the other keli, everyone sees it. It's open. It's open for everyone to see. The open part of the Torah, Alkein, Alomis, that's where the Goyim, Ahevucha, that's where the Goyim love Rebbein Shlodom. But Klal Yisrael, they ask for something more. They want to know the hidden part of the Torah. They want to know the part of the Torah that are not understandable. They want to know the Chukim of the Torah. Yushakeini, Minashika is Piyu. Pura Adima, my grandfather explains in Sefer Yigdal Yohu. Pura Adima is a mitzvah which remained in its essence as it is in Torah Shel Malo. It's completely hidden from us. It's a mitzvah which we have absolutely no understanding to it. All mitzvahs, to some extent, we have some understanding to it. They're noivlois mechachma shalmalo. They're not the complete mitzvah. That's the incomplete mitzvah. They're only in the end of the chachma shalmalo. But the mitzvah of Pura Adima, the Rebbe Hashem gave us the mitzvah as it is in chachma shalmalo. That's why the Ramban writes, Chukas HaTorah. Pura Aduma, that is Torah Shebal Peh. That's the hidden part of the Torah. That's the part of the Torah which only Klal Yisrael can have a shaykhus to. The Umas Olam can't have a shaykhus to something they don't understand. They can't wait for the Rebbeinu to explain them the Torah. They need to understand it themselves. That is why Sutan V'Umas Olam Moinin is Yisrael. That's called the mitzvah of Pura Aduma, which we have no understanding to. That is where the Goyim and the Umas Olam, the Sutan, chapter Klal Yisrael, and the Rebbeinu says no. Chuko, gzeirim ufona, einecho reshus ha'arechro. Mit dem meinich kem reshusuk mshat. In the piet which we started with. The piet says, as pura adima, kulo nitno b'neshika. It's completely b'neshika. So we said, the Tosis says it means, something you don't understand, you got to press your lips, you seal your lips together. But v'miren yet, yishakeini b'neshika espiu, goes on the sisri ha'toyah, the hidden part of the Torah. That is called neshika. Pura Adima, this is Kilo Mitna B'Neshika. The entirety of the mitzvah Pura Adima is completely safe, is completely hidden. Klal Yisrael and Mekayim, the mitzvahs, even if they don't understand, Zeo Ma'ashaychus to the mitzvah in its essence. And that is why Ba'atzim Advekim Hashem Alekechem, they got the Dvekis to the Rebbein Shlonim, Chayim Kulchem Ayoyim, that brings them a Ruach Chayim, a Tahara from Tumas Mitz.